Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You should stay real close to Jesus.
Is going through incredible changes. God is real. The devil's real. And some of us will say, what are you doing? Have a Stephen Greer on. I think the guy's well spoken. I think he means well. I think he's made a lot of predictions that have come true. But we should all be having a debate about this, because all these former intelligence heads, all these big government officials are saying this is real. This is going on. So it's either a giant hoax they're about to launch, or it's real, or like Greer says, it's both a hoax and real. And the globalists are basically satanic. Dialed into really bad stuff, the devil, the fallen ones, and are trying to kill everybody. And that's, I mean, I just see this fulfilling the Bible. Now, your little glitterbug preacher down the street, they're going to tell you, you know, to have your QR code and to get into church and take your vaccine. And boy, that ain't none of that in the Bible. You know, those are a bunch of globalist trained minions trying to keep people in the dark, in my view. And so I think more knowledge, more research is what's needed. And if you study any ancient scripts or look at any medieval drawings or anything, this is before they could fake UFOs. They were all over the damn place. And you read ancient Vikings writings about a craft landing on little, you know, gnomes get off. It sounds like gray aliens. I mean, there's some weird crap going on. That's all I'm telling you. And we should be aware of it. We should talk about it. I got one segment of other big news I'm going to cover next segment on the rioting and on the borders and all that stuff we haven't gotten to yet. And Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers is going to be in studio with us. But I want to talk about something that is a 360 win. It funds our operation. It's something everybody should have just for a regular event and for your own protection in an emergency. And that's a satellite phone. And I got reached out to by Steve Quayle years ago and said, you ought to have these folks as a sponsor. They're great people. Now, I didn't get around to doing it, but I looked it up, found it was a great deal they're offering. It's all apples and oranges, but it's one of the best deals out there. And people love it. You get free phone calls on it from everybody that calls you, but when you make calls, because it goes over the satellite up to it, then you get 150 minutes a month. So InfoWarsPhone.com. InfoWarsPhone.com. This has really triggered the liberals. They say I'm selling my own cell phone. No, this is a satellite phone. It's very real, leftists. I know you don't understand science. Cell phones are always tracking and logging everywhere you go and everything you do. Satellite phones do not have this issue. Satellite phones work in any extreme location. If you can see the sky, your phone will work. That antenna too will work inside the house. The Alex Jones special is a free satellite phone, and that's like a $600 value for $99.95 per month. With 150 minutes per month. No charge receiving calls from other cell phones or landlines to your satellite phone. Car antennas and home antennas are available, so satellite phones can be used outdoors or while traveling in your vehicle. Stay in touch with your loved ones during any national or international emergency. That's InfoWarsPhone.com. That's InfoWarsPhone.com or 941-955-1020. 941-955-1020 and ask for the Alex Jones phone special. And I'll tell you what else I've been doing. We're even talking to these folks and others about a cell phone, the satellite phone, where you get a subscription. It costs money to call, but you can listen to the show all the time on it. Plug it into a micro FM retransmitter, whatever, to get around. I mean, this is important to have. I've got one in my car. I've got one in my office. Everybody should have these. This is something you need. A lot of other places, you just get the phone and then you buy the minutes on a card. I like to have it all prepaid on there. It's all apples and oranges, but this is amongst the best deals out there as the prices have gone down quite a bit. This makes it less prohibitive for the average person out there. So 941-955-1020 and ask for the Alex Jones special. That's InfoWarsPhone.com. InfoWarsPhone.com. We're really, really glad to have the sponsor, and they love it. It's blowing up. A lot of you have gotten the phones. You're loving the phones. If you're a truck driver, everybody needs this for dead spots, for an emergency. It's something everybody should have. But on top of it, everybody can call you for free on it It only costs for the 150 minutes a month. So check it out. Satellite phone for the average person. InfoWarsPhones.com.
170 years ago, the British royal family financed scientists to develop a plan for scientific dictatorship worldwide. That grew into the robber barons and then into the eugenics movement, Hitler, and of course the rest is history. Our film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, has been censored on Amazon and many other big platforms, sending the documentary film back to the top of the charts. It's been selling online for as much as $300 a copy. Ladies and gentlemen, I have mass produced it again in the highest quality HD. It is available after not being available for years at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling it for $14.95 for one copy, as low as $3.95 when you buy them in bulk to share with your friends and family. And every DVD has a zero country code, meaning you can burn copies of it anywhere in the world. I'm asking you to. I'm begging you to. This film predicted the Great Reset, the New World Order takeover, the fake virus, and so much more. That's why the film is evergreen and more explosive than ever. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us on this Thursday, April 22nd, transmission. Well, subject of 60 Minutes, hit pieces, ABC News, NBC, CNN, MSNBC. I mean, I'm walking through restaurants to see a pile of newspapers laying there, and there's Stuart Rhodes right there on the cover. I mean, he is the devil. Well, he is going to be joining us in studio for an hour, 15 minutes of the next hour, coming up here in about 10 minutes from now. And we're going to get on offense today. We're going to talk some about how they're being persecuted, and we're being persecuted, and obviously the FBI is investigating me and everybody, and arrested one of my crew members for filming inside the Capitol, but didn't arrest other folks like National Geographic, CNN, or CNN that paid $70,000, well, $35,000, NBC paid the other, to Jaden X, who was in there saying, burn this mother ever down. Oh, no, no, no. CNN's good financing. Imagine if Stuart Rhodes had given somebody $35,000 that ran around the Capitol saying, burn this mother ever down. Well, he might get a conspiracy charge. Probably deserves one. But because he didn't, they'll probably get in trouble, and the guy that called for it all will be given a medal by CNN. That's how all this works, because they're frauds. So let me play a few clips here that illustrate this. Overhead shot, please. Breaking. Biden DOJ now investigating whether Minneapolis police are racist. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. By extension, they are all bad. All the police in the liberal leftist city. You ask, why do they eat their own there? Because they run and control the city. They control the mayors. They control the city council, so they can do a good persecution there and set the precedent to take control of all other police departments in the country. And George Soros has already got all the DAs in, so they can persecute whoever they want and terrorize local government until they act as their agents of corruption. And then it's game over. Loot for Justice, BLM, targets stores in California. George Floyd's autonomous zones issue rules for white people. Stay out. You're next. LeBron James threatens hero Columbus officer because he stopped a teen from stabbing two black girls to death. And here's the video of the 8-inch butcher knife stabbing people, cutting their hands up as they try to block. He begged her to stop for about 20 seconds. I wouldn't have even done that, which is waving a knife around, but I guess that's why I'm not a cop. NBC News under fire for editing out key part of 911 call before Michaela Bryant shooting. People call up. They beg for help. She's got a knife. She's stabbing people. LeBron James doesn't care about that. In fact, CNN, as of this morning, was still defending this and saying the cops are white supremacists. And, you know, this is an example of what's happening. Of course, that's Lester Holt at NBC. Lester Holt said that I said, go to the media's houses and kill them. He said that with Jack Dorsey at Twitter. And I remember when I watched that, I said, wow, since when do you not show me saying that? Boy, why the hell would I say go to the media's house with guns and kill them? That's Antifa. That's you guys. Because I deserve to go to jail if I said that. Oh, I didn't say that. That's right. You just used that to deplatform me, Lester Holt. Well, now Lester Holt, his own show, you know he's a producer of it. He's a lying devil. He sat there and edited it. So there's no talk of the knife or any of it. Let's go ahead and play it. But they had a problem. CBS News, fresh off getting caught editing DeSantis out, went ahead and aired the full tape. So what's NBC going to do? I don't know. Brian Williams is already over at NBC. Said he got shot down in a helicopter. Big liar. He's like their head fact checker now. So it's like, let's hire Hitler to run the ADL next. Or let's hire Lex Luthor to be Superman's nanny. I mean, none of it is true. It's all frauds. So here it is, ladies and gentlemen. NBC Nightly News just separately edits out 911 call. Then we'll play the actual call for you. Here it is.
Officer Nicholas Reardon, who joined the force in December of 2019, was responding to a 911 call.
We need a police officer here now.
Video shows Reardon approaching a group of young people in this driveway.
What the video shows is the female with the knife attempting to stab the first female.
Reardon fires his weapon four times, striking Bryant.
Now, they edit out the knife, they edit out what really happened, and then Lester Holt comes on all pissed off. Another white devil. The full report's on Infowars.com. You want to see it. Here's CBS with the call in context.
Police say they were responding to a 911 call about someone who had a knife.
These grown girls over here trying to fight us, trying to stab us.
When Officer Reardon arrived, Bryant appears to be chasing one girl before threatening another. Slowed down, police say the video shows 16-year-old Bryant raising a knife. Officer Reardon repeatedly shouts, "Get down," and then he fires.
You did a great job. I mean, I don't want that job for 50 grand a year. To like, get over here right now, you white devil. And the white devil jumps, I'm going to get there. Oh! And the white devil hops over there and gets out of his car. And there's a lady, like she's Emperor Palpatine with a lightsaber, stabbing and slashing and attacking. I mean, the minute I got out of that car and she's waving a knife, I'm going to shoot her. I don't care if she's black or white, I'm going to shoot her right in the chest. But oh no. Oh no. CNN for a day and a half, and the same thing, these other channels. They edited out the knife on purpose and said she was a little girl. And in fact, the local lawyer said, our baby got killed by a white devil. And LeBron James was $500 million, and he loves, you know, the fact that China runs death camps. He endorses that. He said, I don't care about China. They said, you care about China? Telling the NBA what to say? And he said, no, I don't get involved in politics. And the next day, ran his mouth about white people. Hey, LeBron, here's a little thing for you, dumbass. I know you think it's cute to bash white people all day when you got $500 million and you got this great life and you're in great shape and you got everything and you're saying this country sucks. This is the dumbass white people country where you got the basketball and all the money. China doesn't even like black people, dumbass. Stop running your racist fat mouth. I mean, give me a break, LeBron James. Do you know what'll happen if there's not police? Oh, I know you know. You have private security, because you're worth $500 million. I can barely afford security for this building, and I'm going to leave it at that. It's an expense because I don't have a bunch of extra money. And if we don't have enough money to fund ourselves, it's the first thing we got to cut. Thank God I'm still in Texas. Thank God we've still got something of a Second Amendment. But I watch and hear these videos. In fact, get the clip ready. This is from 5 years ago about an idea when the police are defunded and politically correct, clip 7. The only answer here is you need to have a gun. But in places like Chicago and New York and D.C., you can't have a gun. And so this really happens. We're at the mercy of the police who they're trying to defund while the Democrats and all these and the squad have 24-hour-a-day bodyguards at their houses, taxpayer-funded, but they don't want us to be able to protect ourselves from black people, white people, and whoever else is going crazy. Here is the reality.
911, what is your emergency?
I need help. There's some people outside. I think they're trying to break into my garage.
They're breaking into your home right now?
Yeah. Can you send some police?
What kind of police?
What do you mean, what kind of police?
Do due to recent policy changes regarding police brutality, we need to ensure that the officers we send out are guaranteed to not be viewed as racist, trigger-happy, discriminatory in the event of a violent confrontation. So,
can you just send someone to help? I don't know what these people want. My family is here and... Oh, my God. They just got into the garage. Please send some help.
In order to send help, I need to know what race the perpetrators are, their age, their sexual orientation, what gender they are. Do they have a criminal record? Are they on drugs? If they are armed, and if so, what are they armed with?
I don't care about any of that. Send help now.
Sir, we cannot send white officers out there if the perpetrators breaking into your home are non-Caucasian. I can't send officers out there with guns if the alleged burglars are not armed. So, I need to know. Sir?
And that's actually how it works now.
Sir?
And the left can demonize any department, any officer they want, and then they've got control of the police. This is all about power. The Chi-Coms are funding it. It's a sick, evil joke. The answer is the Second Amendment. I don't care what the feds or Soros say. We have a right to defend ourselves, and we will.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
One of the most complex investigations the Department of Justice has ever faced, the January 6th attack on the Capitol. The FBI has called it an act of domestic terrorism, and one group has grabbed investigators' attention for their role, the Oath Keepers. The FBI describes them as an anti-government militia movement, among them current and former military and law enforcement. Their name is a reference to the oath they took to defend the U.S. Constitution. But unlike most other militia groups, we learned the Oath Keepers haven't been hiding. They've been armed and in plain sight, broadcasting plans to mobilize.
The story will continue in a moment.
If you were looking for a roadmap to January 6th...
They're storming the Capitol now.
My God!
All you had to do was listen.
Okay, guys, we're on open channel here now.
These are the voices of far-right extremists communicating with each other in real time from homes across America and on the ground in Washington.
Godspeed and fair winds to us.
As some of them made their way to the Capitol.
Trump's been trying to drain the swamp with a straw. We just brought a shot back.
Stop the steal.
They were talking on a phone and
Ladies and gentlemen, I thought Stuart Rhodes.
It's unencrypted, like a walkie-talkie, and has an international user base of around 150 million.
Who I've known for, I don't know, 15 years or so, even before he had Oath Keepers. In fact, we worked for Ron Paul. I had him on some. Should come in here, an Army veteran, a father. He's been a lawyer, constitutional lawyer. And the founder of Oath Keepers that for over a decade kept its nose clean in an almost impossible environment of infiltrators, provocateurs, you name it. Oh, 60 Minutes said he wouldn't talk to them because he was scared to. No, it's because he knows anything he says will be twisted against him. But here he will speak live today about this attempt to frame the American people as all of us are terrorists, to talk about what a few hundred people did. One got pooped on the floor. A few cops got beat up. Now they admit that the officer that died did not die from the battle that day. But meanwhile, they're saying, whoever said demonstrations have to be peaceful? And you're seeing, hey, let's be violent. Let's threaten jurors. You have the left that burned down police stations and set fire to courthouses being let off in Seattle and in Oregon. So you have this backdrop really upsetting the American people. You see a million folks at a Trump rally coming out saying, we know there's a fraud. We know there's a scam. And then we see this frothing, this foaming at the mouth to arrest everyone that was even there, not just those that went in. The media wants us all arrested. So we've had the FBI arrest one of our reporters who shot video the whole time. He didn't hide any of it. The police waved him in, Sam Montoya, and he shot video inside. He caught Ashley Babbitt being executed by the federal officer whose name they still try to suppress. But when a cop shoots somebody else, we know about it in 5 minutes. So he's here with us 15 minutes, maybe longer in the next hour, because Matt Bracken, I know, would love to talk to you. EnemiesForeignDomestic.com takes over a little bit into the next hour. But, Stuart, I also don't want to just focus on this, but just the country in general. The borders open, world government being announced. I mean, we have lived to see it. We are in the globalist takeover, election fraud. You said it during the break. Alex, we're in a dictatorship now.
Yeah, we're sliding into what can be very clearly seen as a politicized witch hunt where you have two different societies. You have the one where the left is cultivating their own street soldiers to go and destroy the country. So you have an insurrection happening at the very same time you have a police state being imposed from the top down through the illegitimately installed Biden administration and their attempt to solidify power. So it's really bizarre. to watch in the street. It's at once an overthrow, an insurrection that would continued from last year. I mean, it's not going to stop. It's going to keep getting worse and worse. I think the
making their move on us.
Oh, absolutely. So they're using both. It's a bizarre combination of a communist revolution in the streets and an oppressive regime that's solidifying power. But I think it's
pressure from above and below.
Sure, but I think it's good. I think the court packing plan. I want them to do that. I want them to come for the guns. I want them to make it very clear to the American people.
By the way, I've known you a long time. You've always been a relaxed guy, very zen. You seem actually pleased right now.
What I'm saying is that...
But you seem very calm for a guy they're openly saying is person number one, the kingpin they want to put in prison.
I'm not worried about myself. I'm worried about my country, and I just recognize this is where we're at. And so I'm going to speak the
truth. You're an American citizen under a foreign Chi-Com takeover, and you're acting accordingly.
Yeah, I'm going to speak I'm going to speak truth to power, as the left like to say, they used to say. So the truth is that they are concerned and afraid of the 100 million Americans who are still patriots inside the military, inside law enforcement, here outside us, veterans especially. They're worried about all of that, and so they're grasping for more
power. And that's what the Chauvin thing is about, a purge of the police.
Absolutely, and a nationalization of the police. They're going to purge. I think Hernandez said yesterday on the War Room. He's right. They are now attempting to demoralize and drive out all the conservatives. Anybody who's even if they're considered leftists, but are sincere patriots, trying to drive them out of police service. The guys who are dedicated to actually serving the community, they want to drive them out of police service. They can replace them with their foot soldiers. It's the same exact thing the Nazis did when they took over in Germany. They nationalized the police, put them under control.
And by the way, the left admits that's the process they're involved in.
Sure. Well, they're coming out now with papers advocating for nationalization of the police. So what we have to do is recognizing that, is we have to circle around our local police and make sure.
I agree. We'll talk about that next segment. And the word pleased is not the right word. I just feel like you're in the zone and you're content and you know you're in the right place.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to let my enemies affect my mental state and what I know I need to do and say. And so that's what they want. They want to crush you. That's what we saw. Unfortunately, a member of Oath Keepers plead out. They put the guy in, denied him bail, put him in jail for months. Gave him the perception that life is over, he's got nothing to live for, he has to make a deal. That's what they want to do, is crush your spirit.
Just like when the Vietnamese would have our fighter pilots.
Sure, same exact thing. So these are all political prisoners. This is the big elephant in the room. Some of the judges are starting to pay attention to the lack of evidence and letting people out on bond.
Even Politico said 2 weeks ago, they said there's no evidence on any of these people, but like three dudes. Like three dudes beat up cops?
Well, they have no evidence of a plan to go in and interrupt Congress. All they have is what
we were trying to get Congress to do a 10-day event. We didn't want to have it suspended, and that we were going to win. We had no motive to try to go do this.
Well, no, it's like Roger Stone has said himself. It's ridiculous for any Trump supporter to advocate trying to interrupt Congress on that day. But that's that very reason, which is why they weren't trying to do that. It was a protest. But the point is that...
But like any giant crowd, crowds have their own brain. It went off.
Sure, and it's easy to do, or easy to steer into doing something. But the big picture is that people need to understand that the people who are being locked up and denied bail, it's now 500 Trump supporters. These are political prisoners. We need to understand that's what's happening to them.
And if we let them stay in there rotting in jails, we set the precedent for our own selves.
Right, which is why President Trump has got to speak up more. He's not doing enough for his own supporters. The GOP, the Trump-supporting GOP, needs to also speak up. Fox News needs to speak up for these political prisoners.
Yeah, I mean, I was mad that a few hundred people pushed in and did some stuff that day, but they're not terrorists. They're not the level they claim while the left burns down federal courthouses. And so we need to defend this and reject this and not collapse in fear to it. You know, at the time I was pissed because I wanted to have the 10-day hearing and wanted to have Trump speak, and I didn't like a few idiots messing up what we were doing. But but in hindsight, we've got to back these folks.
The federal government commissioned secret radiation experiments on thousands of non-consenting patients. Hundreds of hospitals in the U.S. injected healthy men, women, and children with uranium and plutonium at dosage levels ranging from non-therapeutic to lethal, killing many of the test subjects.
Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, is one of the most important films ever made. 14 years ago, we tracked and documented the Bilderberg Group's activities and their plan for a great reset using the threat of a fake virus. The film now is more important than ever. When it shot to number one on Amazon last year, they banned it. We have it back in print, available now at InfoWarsStore.com, selling them as low as $3.95 a piece when you buy them in bulk. And there's a zero country code, so anywhere on the planet, you can make copies. In fact, I want you to make copies. You are the Paul Revere's, 1776 Worldwide, 1776 Worldwide, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Here's a real world example right now. I got lawyers texting me saying, are you going to pay for Sam Montoya's legal, our reporter they arrested last week? And people say, oh, you're backing away from your reporter because you say you didn't send him in there. I didn't. I didn't tell him to go in. He didn't do anything wrong, though. And then I've got this quandary, do I pay the legal fees? the biggest question is not if that's the right or right, wrong or right thing. It's the right thing to do for the First Amendment. It's the money issue. It's the money issue. We're running out of money. And that's what this whole war against free speech and the people's about, ladies and gentlemen. Literally, InfoWars is spending more money than we're bringing in right now. And you add that into the superstorm of DNA Force Plus and like half our other products we can't get anymore because they're all organic, high-end quality. We won't cut the quality, and everything's collapsed with the lockdowns. So, I mean, that, and I'm not bitching. I'm not a victim. I'm victorious, and I appreciate all your support. I'm just telling listeners, go get a T-shirt. I'm about to do big pushes with T-shirts. They spread the word. It triggers libtards. It helps you meet like-minded people. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy a T-shirt for yourself, your husband, your wife, your neighbor, your boss, your employees. We've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of shirts. We've got mask-free zone shirts because you have an allergy to tyranny. We have wake-up shirts, Alex Jones was right shirts. The media is the virus shirts. We are all essential shirts. F. Biden shirts. We are all Alex Jones. Don't censor me shirts. Summit.news, really cool, with the King George flag shirts. They're at InfoWarsStore.com. At least I can get T-shirts. You know, I'm at least able to get that still made in America. But that's how we fund the operation, all T-shirts, 1776. So for people not at the tip of the spear, you don't realize how serious this is. I mean, I know you can see it unfolding. You can see it happening. But they have to take us off air or try. Because as all this stuff exposes, as all this stuff comes out, as world governments admitted, Stuart Rhodes' credibility goes up. Tucker Carlson's credibility goes up. My credibility goes up. Your credibility goes up. People are ready for the truth because it's all happening. But you've got to remember that just because it becomes passe that there's a new world order doesn't mean we still don't need the original organizations, the OGs, that were there exposing it. So please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, as low as $3.95 a piece, the censored film that predicts the Great Reset and everything else. And Stuart, how do folks support Oath Keepers and your embattled organization that's really done a stalwart job? And you know, they said on 60 Minutes, you're not ashamed of yourself like other militias that are hiding. No. You're out in the open. How dare you?
Yeah, we're out in the open doing 12 disaster relief operations, including down here in Houston and Puerto Rico. We were out in the open doing security, volunteer security at 12 Trump rallies, out in the open on the rooftops of Ferguson, stopping arsonists, in Louisville this last year, stopping arsonists. So, of course, we're in the open. That's how we operate. We got nothing to hide because we're doing the right thing. So, but it is critical now that people support everyone who's been detained, everyone who's been denied due process, everyone that's being denied bail and being punished before they've even gotten a trial. It's critically important they all be supported, all of them, all 500 of them. Even if you disagree with them going inside the Capitol or disagree with their behavior that day, you still need to support them.
Because this is a political persecution by Chi-Com agents who are authorizing their agents to shoot cops and burn down buildings and saying that's good, where if you're an old woman, walk between velvet ropes, when the cops wave you in, the FBI throws you in jail for 3 months with pleasure.
And they want dissension. They want us all to turn on each other and disavow each other. Like, we lost the ability to do credit card processing because I refused to disavow any member of Oath Keepers entered the Capitol, even though I didn't tell them to go in and I disagree with them going in. I'm still saying, hey, they have a right to due process. They have a right to be considered innocent until proven guilty, and I'm not going to disavow them.
Well, this is like the Tucker Carlson point, and which Governor DeSantis is being attacked. Whether Chauvin was guilty or not, I think, it, you know, either way you can see it didn't go well. I'm sad George Floyd's dead. The open intimidation of the jury and having presidents and members of Congress saying, you better do this or we're going to get violent. I mean, that is the biggest case of jury meddling I've ever seen.
Yeah, they did not have a fair trial.
You're a retired former lawyer. I mean, explain to people the issue here. Because Chauvin could be guilty. It doesn't matter. You can't have a rigged trial like this.
No, you can't have a situation where the jury is being pressured that if you don't convict, we'll burn down your city or we'll kill you. I believe they're even threatened personally, that we know where you live, we're going to come for you. So they should have been sequestered from the beginning, but that causes a mistrial right there. You can't get a fair trial in this country when you've got, like you said, you've got politicians clamoring for a conviction.
And a mob outside with military and barbed wire around you saying you better do this. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's not a fair trial.
I want to get into big picture, where the country's going, the Chinese communist beachhead that is D.C., and all the rest of it with Stuart Rhodes when we come back. But just a few minutes on yourself. You've always been transparent to be against offensive violence. The worst thing we would want would be to run in the Capitol and mess that up, as we said. We wanted a 10-day hearing that Ted Cruz probably had the votes for. This was a big globalist victory, having Q people and Antifa folks manipulate a few hundred folks to break through, a few hundred more went in behind them. I mean, the idea that you masterminded it, or I did, is preposterous.
It's absurd. I mean, we have a motto, like one of our team leaders, Whip, as a motto, that boring is best. In all the years we've done all the security operations across the country against Antifa, not once have we ever unholstered a weapon. We've never pointed a gun at anybody. We've never pepper sprayed anybody. Never hit anybody with a baton. Never even pepper sprayed anybody, because the bad guys don't close on us because they're afraid of us. And we want it that way. We want it to be quiet and peaceful. That's our MO. So we're all about defensive use of force only if we have no other choice. And we try to use
that. And you've got that track record. So if they're dumb enough to indict you or anybody else that's a leader in this, you just point out your history.
Well, that's so absurd about them saying that because our guys were wearing body armor and helmets and goggles, that meant that they intended
to. Antifa said they were coming out to kill us that day.
Yeah, that's why they're wearing all that. They always wear that. They're dressed
exactly. It's like asking, why does a riot cop wear gear?
Exactly, yeah. So we always wear the same gear every time for the same reasons, because we have violent communists who are trying to kill people in the streets. And we need to be ready.
Did you see the Time Magazine article where they admitted that they basically set it all up, provocateured it, and stood down that day on purpose? Said they were going to attack everybody so we'd be in here so they could then blame us. And then they dressed up as Trump supporters.
Yeah, but we're always wearing the same gear every time.
No, but I mean, you've seen the footage of Antifa putting on Trump gear, right?
Oh, sure, yeah. We saw him in the street there.
And Jaden X.
Yeah, we saw him.
Get money from CNN.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, so we need to realize in the big picture that we're in a fifth-generation warfare, unrestricted warfare, as the Chinese call it, operation to destroy our country. And it's being successful right now. But the silver lining for us is that by doing this, they're destroying their own credibility. So they're bleeding out credibility. That's why I want them to go too far, too fast. I prefer that they go ahead and pack the court, they go ahead and pass H.R. 1 to rig all the elections in perpetuity. I prefer that they take the mask all the way off so that everyone can see it, so everyone understands that we have to stand up now together against this and stop running and hiding and stop hoping that someday in 2024, for example, you know, Trump will run again or General Flynn. I think that's all fool's gold. I think it's foolish to wait until 2024 thinking you'll have some, you know, hope of an electoral fix. It's not going to happen. So it's better for the mask to come all the way off.
You know, the globalists have set it up where Biden and Harris are puppets, but when the Japanese prime minister shows up, there's no one there to even meet him. They're not even running policy. They're just standing down. There is no government right now. It's just the country's being overrun, looted.
Well, sure, because a Chinese puppet is going to do what he's been told to do, and they're not concerned with – they're no longer running this country or running foreign policy on behalf of America. It's all on behalf of China. So, of course, anything the Chinese premier wants done is what's going to be done. Everything else will be thrown in the basket.
And if you ask how we've become so pathetic, look at those Democrats. But then the Republicans are intimidated by the media, and so they're the real enemy because they're such incredible cowards. Stuart Rhodes, Oath Keepers, is our guest. Real thought criminal here, speaking for himself, live, unfiltered.
Are you sick of COVID? Tired of hearing, wear a mask, social distance, close your business? That's a major problem in everyone's life. What's the solution? How about 99.9% decontaminated air in every building? How about 99.9% decontaminated surfaces, such as doorknobs, stairway railings, walls, tables, and desks? How about all that decontamination happening in 3 minutes? Safe Air Network does all that. We have the only purification technology that purifies not only the air, but also all the surfaces. Visit SafeAirNetwork.com. That's SafeAirNetwork.com. And check out our technology and equipment now. Or call 503-585-5582 to schedule a free consultation and quote. That's 503-585-5582.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way. You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Trial hoax. I don't even know how you get to do a headline good enough. But Stuart Rhodes, you're with us for about 20, 30 minutes the next hour. Matt Bracken will be joining us, co-hosting with us. Former Navy SEAL, patriot, really smart guy. He's been calling this the Reichstag Fire 2.0, as you were saying during the break when I told you Matt was coming up.
Right, Reichstag Riot, he calls it. He's right.
But instead of me sitting here asking questions, what else is on your radar screen, big picture? Because we talked before you went live. You said, hey, I don't want to talk so much about me or even Oath Keepers. I want to talk about where we are as a country, what's happening. I mean, this is the takeover. This is the scuttling of the nation.
Yeah, in fact, Victor David Hansen has a really awesome article he just put out that Matt put out on his Parler account that lays out what's happening to our country. It's being destroyed from within. But the silver lining is that 100 million Americans are awake and are red pill. Quite a few of them are in the military and police. So we can't just presume all is lost. That's what the bad guys want you to do. It's kind of like in The Lord of the Rings, where the leader of the One Nation, I think it's Gondor, is staring into the crystal ball, and he only sees what Sauron wants him to see. He only sees what the bad guys want him to see, and he becomes dispirited and commits suicide, and he doesn't defend a city. So that's what you can't do is fall into this trap where everything's lost, we can't win, and so everyone's just running.
That's right. You've been hypnotized by a spirit of defeat.
absolutely right, because he was looking and only seeing, and the mainstream media does that to us. They only show you what they want you to see. You don't see all the times, like Larry Pinkley yesterday. You don't see the black activists from the original Black Panthers Party who are awake and aware of the agenda, who are out there in the streets. You don't see.
And they got targeted by the FBI just like we are, because they were real.
And they were real, and they were non-racial. They were you know, trying to unite people at a grassroots level. So I think that's the answer. The answer is grassroots, whether it's in inner city Detroit. I think there's a group out there, I forgot what it's called, something about renewing Detroit. But they are doing grassroots, so they're taking care of their own neighborhoods and taking care of each other, like the Black Panthers originally.
I don't agree with everything Nation of Islam does, but at least they're about take care of yourself.
Right.
Don't count on somebody else.
And feeding kids before school and all that. That's what needs to happen in every community. That's what they can't stop.
Let me raise this, because you raised this, and I make this point, and I see it on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter, where people still put our stuff out there, but on InfoWars, they go, Joe, quit bragging you're famous. That's not what I'm saying. If you're not a Stuart Rhodes or a Tucker Carlson or Alex Jones or a Project Veritas James O'Keefe, you're not famous, which is fine. It's great. We're not saying you're bad. You're not famous. We're saying you don't get the feedback. My feedback is 95% positive. It used to be 40% positive, 10 years ago. So I'm telling you, I'm in the valley at all Hispanic restaurant. They all buy me dinner. I'm in a black neighborhood. They pat me on the back. They're watching. I'm in a Chinese restaurant. The owner comes out and buys me dinner. People are hugely awake, is what I'm telling you, is because I'm a public figure, because I'm known, I'm like a gauge. Like a drug test. Like, is this positive for this? We're positive for freedom. I'm like a little stick you stick in because they know who I am. It reacts. And I'm telling you, liberty is hotter than it's ever been right now. Does that make sense?
No, I agree. Because in the street, when we're in the street defending businesses against, the communists, and most of them were from out of the city. Like in Ferguson, we were protecting a black-owned bakery. They were their first customer. And they were being told by the locals that, hey, these people don't live here. They're coming from someplace else. They're being bussed in. There are white communists putting together the Molotovs and handing them out. So it's all engineered. Now, there are, of course, some local thugs who take advantage of it to go steal TVs.
The piggyback.
Yeah, of course. They'll always do that. But the real agitators are always from outside the community coming in to cause trouble because they're pushing an agenda.
Oh, most of the videos, and some people go, why are you defending the black people? I'm defending reality. Almost all the videos, it's a white dude going, let's kill these white people. Let's kick them out of here. And then they get the blacks to attack the restaurant.
Well, and there, of course, we saw in the interview that I think it was Ali yesterday? Well, he's talking to people in Minneapolis. You do have people who are in the black communities.
Those are black folks saying we may have to start killing the whites.
Right. So you do have this problem. Let's not sugarcoat that. It's a legitimate problem.
It's a real problem.
It's a real problem. But the way to fight it is in the streets, at the grassroots
level.
Sure,
but it's leftist academics like that white guy that came and planted the poison pills.
Absolutely. Well, it's been their agenda since the 60s.
Look at this video. The guy's saying whites aren't welcome to this restaurant. Well, then why is your ass welcome, you little ponytail, bun-wearing twerp? Seriously.
So it is the communist agenda. They don't care about black people. They just want to
use them. Bet your bottom dollar that guy's a Marxist.
Absolutely. So like Larry said yesterday, he's completely right. They're using the black community and trying to use them as a weapon against their own country, but they don't care about them. They'll be abandoned and thrown away.
Well, remember, the communists always lamented in the 50s and 60s they couldn't get blacks to join them. Remember? That came out in the documents because they were anti-communists and they were Christian. So that's why they're trying to get blacks on their side again.
Right. Well, it's been the strategy since the late 60s to adopt divide and conquer along racial lines and to use racial identity as their wedge inside the United States.
I mean, look at this. Here's a black guy attacking a white truck driver because he's white. It's just dumb.
So I think the big picture for us is that we need to realize reality. Like, I told my guys at Oath Keepers, hey, if you're in a city, this is before the Chauvin decision came down. If you're in a city, take a vacation, get out. Take you and your family out of the city and to safety.
I don't know how you live in a city now. My instincts, I don't even live in a city, but I'm like, far away from all of it.
Absolutely. So you got to realize reality. But you don't want to abandon the city either. You want to make sure that the people who can go into those communities, and that's going to require black patriots to go in there and work the grassroots and do the hard job trying to deprogram people from the communist brainwashing. But it's going to have to be them to do it. So
that's not particularly easy if somebody actually reaches out to, quote, communities of color. They're actually easier to wake up than whites, but nobody's reaching out to them.
Well, they understand. They've been lied to. I think quite a few of them do. They don't trust the system. They don't trust the police. Police have lost legitimacy in a lot of these communities, and sometimes for good reason. Just be real about it. They don't trust the police. They don't trust the system. So they're awake in that sense. And there's, but a lot of them still hold on to this false hope that the Democratic Party still cares about them. That's the big red pill they got to take. And a lot of them are. That's why Trump got 52% of the black vote for black males. He got a large percentage of the black male
vote.
And
that scares the system.
Absolutely. That, and I think a large part of that was that, hey, they realized he was trying to help their communities, but also they also realized that Black Lives Matter is anti-male, trying to destroy the family and destroy manhood.
Well, let's talk big picture, though. Definitely the globalists are cutting off our pipelines, devaluing the dollar, destroying the military, destroying the family. This is the final assault. I don't think any folks, I used to think they do more beta testing. No, the final assault's here. Do you agree with that? This is the big takeover.
I think it is. And so we're in a sweet spot where they're losing credibility, which is good. But if we just sit on our hands and wait, they're going to get to a point where they don't care about losing
exactly
credibility.
Trump's waiting to make a miss even for the sweet spot's now. I agree. You can't wait.
We need to be organizing ourselves and becoming stronger and pushing back through nullification at the local level, town, county, and state, and also uniting the warrior class of America. That means the police. And we have to be willing to go to the police and go, look, man, we didn't like you enforcing the COVID restrictions. That was wrong. We've got to be blunt with them about some of the things we don't like that they've done.
Well, police are saying no to COVID restrictions everywhere.
Which is good. But we want the Officer Anderson in Seattle, when you get one who will stand up, he must be supported 100% financially. So the message has to be to the cops that...
Exactly. We got to make heroes out of real cops.
Do it. And if you do the right thing, we will support you. Your family will not be in the street. That's not true, because we, the patriots, will make sure we donate to support you.
I agree, but let's make no mistake. The globalists are making a 100% move on America. This is the assault right now.
It is. And so if we wait too long, they'll get to the point where we're all desperate and broke. The dollar's been crashed. The cities are burning. And they were pinned in our homes. That's the plan of the communists. It's been since the 60s.
They're going to say there's a new variant during the burning, a new variant. Everybody's in your homes. That's the announcement, yeah.
Well, also the arson is designed and the chaos is designed to pin you in your house also. So we have to make sure that we organize now in our community so we're not pinned in our homes, so our homes are safe. It's like we have a thing we call Family Safe and Oath Keepers. We pledge to protect police, fire, EMS families, other emergency responders. They can go out and do their jobs. And same goes for you if you're going to be in a militia or a town watch or whatever you've got set up. You can't project out and protect the community if your own family and your own home is not safe. You've got to have a robust armed neighborhood watch program that gives you the ability to project out.
And you got to do it now, folks. This is the communist takeover right now. But they're running the same play model that worked in Russia. That was a different group. The Russians were tough. They were great, but they'd been serfs before. And it took the Bolsheviks 15 years to take control. I don't see the globalists winning this fight.
Well, not if we do what we need to do is get together and get united and get strong. We've got to get stronger as individuals, as families, as close circuits of friends, but also as neighborhood, town, and county.
But there's also something exciting about this. Instead of being in fear, this is historic. We were right. We told the truth. We're in a position now to lead this thing, and that's why they want to put us in prison, because they're bad. And just get over that fact. Yeah, we're in a war with really evil people. They got a bunch of turncoats. Almost everybody in the government joined them. But that's okay. We got God on our side. We'll be right back with hour number four. Stay with us.
And 100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.